And earlier today, the National Endowment for the Arts released the results of a survey called Reading at Risk, a survey of literary reading in America. And it finds that across the board, Americans make less time for literature. Do you find it harder to make time to read? What specifically takes you away from reading? And what do you try to sneak in? When do you try to sneak in more time for fiction and poetry? Give us a call. Our number is 800-989-TALK. That's 800-989-8255. Joining us now is the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Dana Gioia. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
What exactly does this study reveal about Americans, the time Americans spend reading?
Well, you know, what I think Reading at Risk shows is something that most people know qualitatively, that people are reading less than ever before. But what the study does is give us precise quantitative answers, and they're scarier than anybody believed. Every group of Americans, by age, by region, by income, by education, by race, by gender, is reading significantly less than they did 10 years ago, and the rates of decline are accelerating. For the first time in American history, less than half of the population is doing any kind of literary reading at all.
And are you making a distinction between those who read newspapers, nonfiction, other kinds of books, as opposed to literary reading?
We tracking primarily. See, the study is part of a total arts participation study, so we're tracking primarily literature, but we're also reading total, you know, doing total book reading, and it's declining as well. So, unfortunately, the kind of numbers we're seeing for literature are reflected in total reading. We're seeing a rapid decline in advanced literacy in this country among every group.
What's interesting is that, as I understand this, is that more books are being sold now. That there's a, and I certainly, here at National Public Radio, we see huge numbers of books pouring into our doors every day for us to sort of preview and decide what we want to talk about. And that's just curious to me, and I wonder if you've thought about that at all.
Well, book sales are going up rather marginally. Over the last 20 years, the amount of Americans' disposable income that's been spent on books has actually declined slightly, whereas the portion that they have spent on electronic entertainment has gone up by 400%. So Americans have more disposable income, but significantly fewer of them are reading than ever before.
And what are they doing?
I also kind of wonder sometimes if people read all the books they buy. But let's not get into that.
I think that might be we might have the answer there. Dana Gioia is the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. You just hinted at it, but let's talk a little bit more about what people are doing rather than reading. Where are they going? Are they going onto the computer? Is that the answer?
You know, when we did this study, we didn't expect to find the bad news that we did, because when we've done the study in the past, there's always been some groups. African Americans were reading more, middle-aged people were reading more. This is the first time we've seen every group down, you know, worse. But we can piece together from some of our data and other data what seems to be happening. And I can explain it fairly simply. Over the last 20 years, Americans have brought in the internet, computers, DVDs, VCRs, video games, iPods, CD players into their households, and they still watch television as much as they did before. The two things that seem to be suffering, you know, with all this electronic entertainment that's available in households, is people are reading less and they're going out less. We've seen a really significant decline among people who don't read in going to arts events, going to sporting events. People who read are three times more likely to do charity work, volunteer work, and attend cultural events. So we've seen people withdraw from their own communities as well as withdraw from reading.
Now, that's interesting to me. Well, I don't understand what that connection would be exactly.
Well, I think that, we tend to think of reading as a kind of solitary activity, but we forget that when you read, you have this very focused attention, this kind of deep imaginative involvement. It's actually an activity. It's a very active kind of thing to be involved in. And so people that read are actually more connected with the world and more connected with other people. They're more engaged and active. And that kind of activity and engagement is reflected in the fact that they have a 300% more likelihood to get out of the house and become engaged in cultural or civic activity. it's not a subtle trend. I mean, there's a real dichotomy that we're finding between readers and non-readers.
We are talking about the Reading at Risk survey, and we're talking with Dana Gioia, chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, and we're going to take a call now from Adam. He's in Cleveland, Tennessee. Hi, Adam.
Hello. Actually, I was calling to comment that I'm a librarian here in Cleveland, Tennessee. I started when I was in high school, and I'm a college student now. And one of the greatest misconceptions about librarians is that they have time to read on the job. And that's actually not the case at all. Even though we're surrounded by books and fiction all the time, we hardly ever find time to read ourselves while we're there. So just thought that would be an interesting thing to say.
Do you find time to read when you're not working, though? Or do you find that you're one of those people who just doesn't have the time anymore?
Well, being a college student, most of my time is devoted to studies. But occasionally I get to pick up a good book. Especially whenever people come in at the library and they have a favorite book of their own that they like to recommend.
Mm-hmm.
I try to enjoy a good book with them if I can, because just like any job, you have people who are regulars.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a favorite book that they like to recommend. And if somebody's very adamant about, you know, I have to read this book, I try to make time for it if I can. But it's hard. It's hard in today's society to do that. And I'm especially interested in what your commentator said, because I completely agree with it about finding time to read.
So even librarians can't find the time to read.
That's
sadly
enough, yeah.
That's scary.
Well, thanks for adding that insight to the conversation, Adam.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That is a little bit surprising to hear. What about is we're talking now about reading literature? That's one of the things that we're focusing in on here, and. Can you factor in the state of literature at this point? I mean, are the books as good or?
I mean, I have to say when we define literature, we're defining it in the broadest way possible. You know, any story, any novel, any poem, any play. If you read 5 pages of a romance and then give it up because it's too hard, we're still counting you as a reader. So what we're seeing here is the broadest and most inclusive definition possible. So, you know, I think it really is a case of the values in our society are shifting away from this. We're in a society where more and more people want to exist in a kind of comfortable, electronically enhanced zone of entertainment that unintentionally isolates them from other people and from the communities that they're in.
How much time do you get to read?
Well, you know, I'm such a habitual and addictive reader as to be a bad example. Because, I work 7 days a week, but I'm still always reading 2 or 3 books at once, and I stay up at night. I mean, I'll skip sleeping if the book is good enough and read till 2 or 3 in the morning.
One title of your favorite book, last book.
Well, the last really great book that I read, a new book, was a Latin American novel by Mario Vargas Llosa called The War at the End of the World.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah.
Dana Gioia is chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. He was on the phone from New York City. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.